Sergeant Kevin Hoffman was riding in a vulnerable perch, the machine gun turret atop his truck, when it rolled over a culvert packed with 300 pounds of explosives. The blast flipped the truck backwards like a pancake. Hoffman says it was the biggest improvised bomb used against American troops in Afghanistan up to that point, but somehow he survived.
My buddy, who was in the vehicle in front of me, but is now behind me, actually told me I got up and walked like a few steps and started dusting myself off like nothing happened, and then I collapsed.
He had emergency surgery in Afghanistan and Germany to start fixing all the damage to his face, spine, and legs. Eventually, he was taken to Walter Reed Military Medical Center in Maryland. There, he had more operations, years of them.
I had a nickname among the command staff and the hospital staff that for the Marine liaisons, and I was the grand old man of Walter Reed.
He says the hospitals did amazing things for him, physically, but his psychological burden was growing. Hoffman hardly left his room. He even had to start taking vitamin D supplements because he wasn't getting any sun. Now, though, he says the harsh experiences have made him stronger.
The biggest thing I've learned is that life is too short. You know, I've grown in so many ways, you know, as far as being 1,000 times more focused.
There's an academic term for what he's talking about.
Post-traumatic growth is sort of this paradoxical experience where people report positive psychological changes following something that we would consider to be a very stressful experience.
Jessica Kelly Morgan is the lead author on the new study of post-traumatic growth among military veterans. PTG, as it's called, has been studied for decades in civilians and veterans alike. Morgan says the team she works with at North Carolina State University has focused on the relationship between post-traumatic growth and post-traumatic stress disorder because previous research looked mainly at one or the other.
Yes, indeed, people report both, which makes sense intuitively because it's the same event that's causing both of them. But post-traumatic stress is predicting lower quality of life, and post-traumatic growth is predicting better quality of life, but you have them at the same time.
And that almost paradoxical situation might offer an opportunity for new ways to improve lives.
It's possible that the fostering of post-traumatic growth can be a complementary or alternative method of increasing their overall well-being without focusing solely on the post-traumatic stress symptoms.
The study suggests one key to fostering growth might be encouraging intentional reflection, trying to make sense of traumatic experiences. Sergeant Hoffman, for example, was asked by commanders to tell his story to groups of Marines. He was reluctant, but later embraced the role. The most common type of growth among veterans in the North Carolina State study was increased appreciation for life.
I can hear the birds chirping. I can hear the wind blowing.
Richard Uranga served 3 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and had become convinced he would die in combat. He's talking about what it's like to sit in a park now.
I can, you know, see the people walking across the path. I can hear their footsteps, and I'm just paying attention to everything that's going on and just trying to soak everything in.
As a Marine, he drove trucks and convoys or rode up in the turret. He has 3 kids now and tries to spend as much time as possible with them.
Letting them know that, you know, I'm here for you, I'm here with you, and, you know, this is our time right now. I don't do any work. I don't watch TV. I don't do anything. I just spend that time with the children.
And he's experienced another common type of post-traumatic growth, seeing new possibilities in life. Uranga is now a social worker, doing mental health counseling with children. He's almost got his master's and plans to seek a doctorate. Jessica Morgan at North Carolina State says a broader understanding of PTG may not just directly help treat veterans, but also erode some inaccurate stereotypes.
There's certainly a cultural narrative right now that our veterans are broken. But there's a whole other story that isn't being told. And that's that many of these men and women who are coming back have seen some very difficult things. And regardless of whether or not they're experiencing post-traumatic stress symptoms, that's not all that they are.
A private treatment center for veterans in Virginia has started the first large-scale effort to foster post-traumatic growth in veterans. If that works, more people like Sergeant Hoffman might start getting the benefits of traumatic stress and not just the downsides.
So like the other day, I was up early enough, I pulled over on the side of the road, watched the sunrise, took a picture. I thought it was appropriate that it was a beautiful coastal Carolina sunrise on the 7th anniversary of me getting turned into a human lawn dart.
Sergeant Hoffman doesn't need those vitamin D supplements now. He's got the sun. This is Jay Price reporting.